Good to be here tonight at Two Springs on a Sunday evening. There's been a lot already said about prayer, and I enjoyed the prayer tonight and the good singing. There's a verse in Luke 18 that I think I need to read probably every day, several times a day. I quote it, think about it. We're all familiar with it. Luke 18, he spake a parable unto them that men ought always to pray and not to faint. You may think that's asking a lot for us to just pray without ceasing and pray not to faint. And how can we do that? I believe that we can be in a spirit of prayer. You know, when Jesus talked about when you pray, enter into your closet, I don't think he's talking about me waiting till I get home and get in what we call a closed closet to pray. Seems like I've heard a song that says something about I can pray standing tall or on my knees. Seemed like somebody said one time it was impossible to pray unless you was on your knees. Well, I tell you, there was a man on the cross one time prayed, and he wasn't on his knees. He was hanging on the cross, and his prayer was heard. I love this Luke 18. It goes on to talk about there was a widow in this city, and there was an unjust judge there. And this unjust judge didn't fear God, neither regard man, but she would come to him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. Now here's a man that doesn't even fear God. So obviously he must not know God, and maybe God doesn't know him. Now when you make a statement like that, some people are going to ask you, you mean to tell me God doesn't know everything? And the Bible says all things open and naked before the eyes of him of whom we have to do. The fact is, God does not know the goats like he knows the sheep. He's going to say that in Matthew 25. But this widow keeps coming to this unjust judge and saying, avenge me and my adversary. And she just keeps coming. Now, I don't know myself. Maybe I forgot how many times she would come to him. Maybe that's not all that important. And the Bible tells us everything we need to know in the Bible. And she just keeps coming. And this unjust judge finally says, though I fear not God, neither regard man, but because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest for her continual coming she weary me. And now the next words we sure love. Shall not God avenge his own elect? You can't tell me that God doesn't have an elect. He does, because he said, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry unto him day and night? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily, lest when he come shall he find faith on the earth. Prayer is important. You know, I've heard people say, I'm going to the hospital, but don't you tell anybody. I tell you, I've always told them, when I'm going to the hospital and I'm sick, you tell everybody. And call Dan Rather in the CBS Evening News and have him to announce it. I tell you, prayer just works. You want to know how I know? I remember one time I was working on a tractor, putting a radiator on it. And there was a boat that was hard to get to. My hands was a little larger than the spot, place to get the boat in. And I kept working, and my hand was sore, and I was already, seemed like, spent from trying to get the boat. And I finally just walked off, and I said, Lord, I can't get that boat there. If you don't help me, I just can't do it. And you know what? The next time I went back, the boat went right where it was supposed to go. Now, folks says God didn't have anything to do with that. Well, I want to tell you something. Until I find out he didn't, I'm going to give him praise for it. I know God hears prayer. Somebody told me here a while back, they never heard me tell this, but I've told it a few times, and I want to tell it again tonight. Not only can God hear your cries, sometimes people, like we are, hears your cries and will come to your rescue. My dad had more confidence in me than I had in myself when I was growing up. We had a car, and it had a flat tire on the front. And my dad told me to go out and change the tire on the car. And I looked like he would have asked me if I knew what I was doing. I jacked the car up and didn't put a block behind the wheel. And after a while, the car was going to roll back. And instead of me just grabbing the bumper, just letting it go, I grabbed the top of the jack. A foolish thing to do. And the car's going back, and my hand's going in the grill. And the jack's going in my hand. And I'm standing there pulling and screaming loud as I can. And it looks like nobody's going to hear me. So Aaron lives a half a mile away. And I said, well, I can scream loud enough for Aaron to hear me. This has been long years ago when Aaron could hear. If he heard that, then I'm not going to live that down. But Aaron didn't hear me. Finally in the house, somebody heard me and would come out and push the car up, and I would get my hand out. Now, you talk about a blessing. That was a blessing. You say, well, God didn't have anything to do with that. One more time, I'm going to give him praise until I find out he didn't. They heard my cry. And I'm going to tell you, when you get in enough of trouble, and America's in serious trouble tonight, folks, you just listen to the news. I wished I wouldn't listen to it, but I turned that radio on. I got one in my car, and I'll turn it on and listen to it. And they've been talking about rioting and rioting and rioting and just destroying, and maybe it's going to get worse here. But I want to tell you something. After all of this is over, it's going to get better. Everything is going to be better when all of this is over. In heaven, there won't be any rioting. I tell you what's wrong. People are just they're just confused. They're probably the economy's bad, and the worse it gets, the worse they're going to get, probably. You know what I'm going to try to do? The worse it gets, the more I'm going to try to stay on my knees. You say, well, you've already told me you don't have to be on your knees to pray. Nope. And I want to tell you, if I got any praying to do on my knees, I better do it pretty quick. Because I'm getting older, folks. My brother Aaron called me yesterday morning, and he said, I almost didn't make it here. My knee is gone. You know what's wrong with his knee? It's the same age he is. And that's what's wrong with mine. It's the same age I am, and they're wearing out. But in heaven, nothing's going to wear out. Won't that be wonderful? I want to tell you, prayer is so important. Jesus prayed, we ought to pray. Remember that old song, Jesus prayed unto the Father all the way? I remember one time he went down to pray, and the disciples went to sleep. Can you imagine not even being able to stay asleep till Jesus would pray? They must have had Psalm Nixon that day. I tell you, a lot of old Baptists take a lot of Psalm Nixon. Well, I preach sometimes. They just go to church, and somebody said the other night, I can tell you come to church to sleep, because I can tell the way you root you out of spot when you get there. They go to sleep. I don't know how he knows that. Well, I told somebody, I said, the best nap I ever had was in church. You ever been so sleepy you just couldn't hold your head up, and you just drop it, and you just sleep? And now you go to bed at night and lay awake for hours and can't sleep. Well, they said they put on a tape for somebody, and they just went right to sleep. Psalmanix. I tell you what, folks, all this medicine we're taking in this world, some of it we need, some of it we don't. But in heaven, won't it be wonderful? When we all get to heaven, we'll sing and shout the victory. And they said, you reckon you can shout in heaven? Yes, sir, I'll be shouting. Whatever it is, I'll be satisfied. David said, as for me, I will be satisfied when I awake for thy likeness. There may not be any satisfaction here. Solomon said, hell and destruction never fool, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Don't you know that's true tonight? It's just hard to be satisfied. But you will be satisfied when you awake there. May the Lord bless you all, is my prayer.